so much. Thanks. Thanks.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Zygmunt wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Plyman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring & Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Local Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Local very much. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Local Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schulze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schulze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is Scores Broadcast.com.
This is Scores, SCORES, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Oh, late good afternoon to all of you. Jack Kramer on ScoresBroadcast.com. We are situated above the first base dugout in the press box here at Rushi, set to bring you this district semifinal clash between the Rushi Raiders and the Blackhawks of Mississinewa Valley. Mississinewa comes into the game 14-8 on the year, red hot. Blackhawks lost their first four to start the season, 14-4 since. Rushi's won five of the last eight. Raiders have lost their last two. Rushi comes in 13-12, 14-8 by way of record for Mississinewa Valley, which finished in a four-way tie for fourth in the Western Ohio Athletic Conference. Rushi wound up third at 9-3 behind Anna and Fort Loramie in the Shelby County Athletic League. Rushi, a four seed, getting the opponent Mississinewa here tonight. Mississinewa won last week, downing Franklin Monroe by a final score of 5-2. It's an up-and-coming Mississinewa club, which just a couple years ago did not have high school baseball. This season's win total of 14 exceeds the 2019 win total of 13, and it's more than twice the six victories earned by Mississinewa last year. It should be a fine game. Left-hander Maddox Gubo on the mound for the Rushi Raiders. Maddox on the season has an ERA of 2.1. He's given up 13 earned runs, 67 strikeouts. Mississinewa, undergoing a youth movement, starts a freshman. He's third on the club. in innings pitched over the course of the season is Bentley Manning. He's on the bump for Mississinewa. He has pitched extremely well this year. In fact, he closed out the first district game won last Thursday by Mississinewa. He's got some good zip on the fastball. Has a nice curve, not quite as good as the ace of the staff, Cole McLaughlin. But freshman Bentley Manning on the bump, a right-hander for Mississinewa. No doubt if first-year head coach Kyle Giozzi gets into trouble, he'll go to McLaughlin or a third pitcher behind him, Caleb Spradling. This Mississinewa team, as I mentioned, very young. Two seniors, two juniors, three sophomores, a couple freshmen. Rushi starts four seniors, two juniors, and four softs. Weather conditions right now, dry, cloudy skies, and no wind whatsoever, although rain is developing to the south and is coming up from between Cincinnati and Dayton. Might be here as early as 7 o'clock. Hopefully we do get this game in. I'm Jack Kramer on Scores Broadcast, Rushi, Mississinewa Valley, here tonight. As the winner comes back on Thursday, probable opponent will be Cedarville at a district final site to be determined. Rushi Raiders on the field at the moment, taking infield practice. Mississinewa Valley has arrived, and the Blackhawks are down to the right, stretching, going through calisthenics. They'll be on the field next. First pitch a good 20 minutes away yet. Here on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life and ask about the Osgood Bank Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This is Jack Kramer once again back here at Rushi. We are in our pregame segment before the start of tonight's game between the Rushi Raiders and the Mississinewa Blackhawks. Weather conditions, wind is still, clouds overhead, rain moving up from the south. Hopefully it holds off long enough for us to play baseball here tonight. Rainy conditions tomorrow, so that's not a good makeup date. And a district championship game is set for Thursday. So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to Francis Schulze and Rushi, which offers that winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. In this first game of the tournament for Rushi, pitching so important, Maddox Gubo on the bump. He's logged the most innings on the mound this year for Rushi at 43, and he is opposed by Bentley Manning. As I said, Mississinewa goes through a youth movement. Manning, just a freshman, third in compiled innings on the staff for the Blackhawks, 34 and two-thirds, 41 strikeouts. ERA, microscopic, .8. He's got a good live fastball, pitching so important. First pitch strikes, eliminate the base on balls, and the team that gives up the fewer free bases will no doubt come out on top. Key building components for tonight. They open the doors to success for Rushi and Mississinewa. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combo of style and timeless appeal. With exceptional doors for every space in your home, thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Gratitude to Shelby County Veterans Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney. It provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. Such services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, the on-site food pantry, and more. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call the office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. For more info, visit the website shelbycountyveterans.org or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. Rushi Raiders, 13-12. Mississinewa Valley Blackhawks, 14-8. District Semifinal Division 7 action here tonight at Rushi. We're back in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Meyer's has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
The goal at Eisenhardt Homes in Bodkins is to create a home for you that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you truly love. Sharon and Tom Schnipple say their new 2,100-square-foot home by Eisenhardt is exquisite, right down to every detail.
We feel the dark grout and the colored stone of the fireplace complement the beautiful coffered ceiling.
A new home by Eisenhardt can eliminate walls and combine living spaces.
This provides a warm coziness for our great room and also for our open floor plan.
You'll have confidence in Eisenhardt Homes.
Corey Eisenhardt was so helpful and so professional in the construction of our truly customized craftsman home.
Relax while your home is built exactly the way you want it. You won't have to break a sweat or break the budget.
Eisenhardt Homes gave us a price and stuck to that price. Eisenhardt kept construction on schedule and on budget.
We're also experts at remodels. We add rooms, update kitchens, and finish basements.
Tom and I truly love our new home from Eisenhardt.
You will too, with all your heart. In Bodkins, EisenhardtHomes.com. EisenHardt.
On the farm, in the barn, and in the show ring, success starts with the right supplies. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, we stand behind hardworking farmers, livestock producers, and show families. Provico at 225 South Main in Bodkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From quality feed and animal health products to show supplies and everyday farm essentials, Provico has what you need when you need it. Our knowledgeable Provico team understands your operation because we live agriculture too. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Bodkins, supporting your farm, your animals, and your success.
Hello, once again, welcome back to Rushi. Jack Kramer with play-by-play in color tonight. Rushi Raiders, Mississinewa Blackhawks, a visiting team on the diamond, taking infield right now. First-year head coach Kyler Giozzi is tapping ground balls around the diamond. He was a player at Mississinewa in 2019, played second base and pitched. His club won 13 games that season, high watermark for Mississinewa, 14 right now at this point here in 2026. So let's salute Mississinewa for that. Kyler is assisted by his dad, Max, who coached Mississinewa baseball for a number of seasons, in excess of 10. Then he switched over to softball for a few campaigns. He's now back on the hardball side of things. Mississinewa is a noted very young team. Just a few short years ago, did not have varsity baseball. 4 seniors, 2 juniors, 4 sophomores in the starting lineup for Mississinewa. Here are your starting lineups. My mistake, for Mississinewa, 2 seniors, 2 juniors, 3 sophomores, a couple freshmen. That was the profile for Rushi. 4 seniors, 2 juniors, and 4 softs. Visiting team, Mississinewa, which will bat first, leads off with Cole McLaughlin. He is a sophomore shortstop. Batting second is Caden Haynes, junior, second baseman. Hitting third, freshman pitcher Bentley Manning. Batting fourth, junior catcher Elliot Subert. Fifth, sophomore left fielder Cooper Neport. Sixth in the order is senior Kyle Wehrkamp, center fielder. Followed by Caleb Spradling, sophomore third baseman. Then Wyatt Stump, senior first baseman. And hitting ninth in the order, freshman right fielder Cole Haynes. This Mississinewa team is led in hitting by Manning, the starting pitcher, 448 on the year. Right behind him, McLaughlin at 427. McLaughlin probably the ace of the staff. Coach Chiozzi notes he's got 1A, 1B, 1C in McLaughlin, Manning, and the third pitcher, Spradling, getting the nod. Here tonight, the freshman, Manning, and I'm sure Coach Chiozzi will have a quick hook in this tournament game should he get in some hot water early on. For the Rushi Raiders, opening up in left field, batting first, senior Michael Voisard. Second, third baseman, sophomore Evan Smith. Third, senior catcher Cooper Unverfirth. He is second in innings pitched, right behind Maddox Kubo on this staff. He has caught and played a lot of shortstop this year for Rushi. Hitting fourth, pitcher senior Maddox Kubo. Fifth is right fielder sophomore Grant Bergman. Batting sixth, DH junior Sam Pringer. Then Parker Lloyd, sophomore first baseman, followed by Quinn Hoying, second baseman of soft. And ninth in the order is center fielder junior Eli Borchers. As I mentioned, the DH is Sam Pringer. He bats for shortstop senior Leo Counts. Rushi Raiders based at the plate by Unverfirth, 458 on the year. He's been over 400 the entire campaign. He's followed up in terms of batting average. Evan Smith is at 326. Michael Voisard at 317. On base percentage, Unverfirth over 580. Smith over 470. Voisard over 480. Sam Pringer is at 530. Unverfirth leads the Rushi Raiders in base hits with 33 on the year. Again, weather conditions right now dry. Clouds building from the south. Could have rain by the close of the game. Let's hope not. There's not a window tomorrow, I don't think, to finish a suspended game. It's supposed to be extremely wet on Wednesday. Sunny conditions begin to prevail on Thursday. Looks like a nice 7 to 10 days ahead beginning on Thursday. Mississinewa concluding infield practice. We'll have the meeting of the minds at home plate in just a few minutes. Umpires and head coaches. Kevin Flippo for the Rushi Raiders, who's guided his club over 12 years to, I think, 8 district championships, 4 regional titles in a row during one stretch spanning 4 seasons. Rushi earned a state championship, got to the Final Four 4 times, and won over 100 games in 4 years of high school baseball. Quite an achievement, led by Coach Flippo and his staff at Rushi. More next. We've got the first pitch just around the corner. High school baseball tonight, district semifinal. Rushi Raiders and the Mississinewa Blackhawks from here at Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bodkins. Phone 937-693 6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the Food Court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November. November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
Your power source, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, offers you pure fuel and pure performance. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil also distributes Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. Schaefer Oil is a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane is pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes. They are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouthwatering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center, CURLYS meats.com.
Starting lineups being introduced via the public address. So many thanks to Ken Francis of Francis Schulze. He's on the PA here tonight at Rushi. This Mississinewa Valley team, as I mentioned, beat Franklin Monroe last week in the tournament to start tourney action 5-2. Mississinewa led 5-0 going into the seventh. Mississinewa had 5 runs, 6 hits, an error. Franklin Monroe, 2 runs, 4 hits, and 6 errors. Cole McLaughlin started with 6 1/3. Tonight's starter for Mississinewa, Bentley Manning, came out of the bullpen last Thursday and closed down the deal. He pitched the final 2/3 of an inning. Hit leaders on this club for Mississinewa, as I mentioned, Cole McLaughlin, shortstop, 32 hits on the year. McLaughlin might be considered the 1A ace of the staff in the pitching department. Tonight's starting pitcher, Bentley Manning's got 30 hits. Subert, the catcher, 27. Neport, the left fielder, 22. Manning leads in doubles with 10. McLaughlin right behind at 9. Manning has got 20 ribbies on the year. Subert has 24. McLaughlin, as I mentioned, the shortstop with good wheels, also pitches. He has 20 steals on the season. Big spark for the Rushi Raiders has been the emergence of sophomore Evan Smith. My, oh, my. Has he ever come on like gangbusters? Heck of a performer. He's given Rushi a lift at multiple positions. He's locked in right now at third base. Pitching has been consistently pretty good for Rushi all year long. Fine 1-2 punch in left-hander Maddox Gubo, right-hander Cooper Unverfirth. Cooper behind the plate for this game. Gubo starts the tournament contest tonight against Mississinewa Valley. Maddox Gubo on the bump, 2.1 ERA, 67 Ks on the season. First pitch is next on scores broadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers 5 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, and now in Rushi at 207 West Main Street. Osgood Bank is pleased to partner with the Village of Rushi and return banking services to the community. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERSinc.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
We are underway here at Rushi. Maddox Gubo has whistled in a couple of strikes. There's been a foul ball off the bat of Cole McLaughlin, leadoff batter, shortstop for Mississinawa. He's looked at a pitch high and outside, and the count is 1-2, 5 pitches into the start of the game. Another foul over the screen by McLaughlin, who hangs in tough. Speedy right-hand batter, outstanding year, 4.27 on the season, 32 base knocks for Cole McLaughlin, right-hand batter, stands erect in the box, bat is cocked over the right shoulder, and he swings and turns on an inside pitch and yanks it foul down the left field line in the picnic area, and it's still a ball and two strikes. McLaughlin making Gubo work right out of the gate. This Rushi infield and outfield can't take much more rain. You can see footprints. It is a bit soft. Here's the pitch by Gubo. Yes, indeed. Fastball above the waist, outside edge. Strike three called. So McLaughlin is out looking. And here is Caden Haynes, junior second baseman, 268 on the year. Very good bunter is Haynes, spelled H-A-N-E-S, pronounced Haynes. Very similar batting stance to the leadoff batter McLaughlin, straight up and down. Legs not far apart, right in the middle of the box. He looks at a strike on the outside corner from Gubo, who throws a breaking ball down and in, fouled at home plate, and it's nothing and two. No balls, two strikes, nothing and two on Haynes. As I mentioned, Kyler Giozzi, first-year head coach for Mississinewa, played on the 2019 team, which won 13 games. That was the high watermark for the Blackhawks baseball program up to then. The 14 this year tops it. And Kyler returns as the head coach. There's a waist pitch of ball, 1-2 on Haynes. Good fastball by Gubo. It whiffed him. Big cut by Haynes, and he could not connect. Fine start for Gubo. Only time will tell about the difference in the level of competition and quality of play between the two leagues, the Shelby County Athletic League and the Western Ohio Athletic Conference. Mississinewa has seen WOAC pitching all year. How will it fare against the likes of Gubo from Rushi here today? First pitch, a strike called to Bentley Manning, freshman pitcher for Mississinewa, and then he sprays the next pitch down the right field line, out of play. So the count on Manning is no balls, two strikes, nothing and two. All right-hand batting lineup for Mississinewa. Not a lefty in the order. Two outs for Mississinewa, top of the first. Here is Gubo twisting into action, winding, delivering, missed up and away. A ball, two strikes, 1-2. 1-2, the count on Bentley Manning. 448, by the way, on the year. He's been a marvelous addition as a ninth grader. He rolls a foul over toward public address announcer Ken Francis, and it's a ball, two strikes, 1-2 still. Two out, top of the first, no score. Gubo has fanned the first couple hitters for the Blackhawks. Even with the third base bag is Smith for Rushi. Shading the second base bag is shortstop Leo Counts. Outfield shading the hitter a little bit to the right as the batter Manning looks at one low and away, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 pitch missed. Same spot, low and away, it's full. Left to right in the outfield for Rushi, Voisard in left. Eli Borchers in center, Grant Bergman in right. Staccato clapping down below in the dugout from the Blackhawks players. And that missed, low and outside, but plenty, ball four. Base on balls for Manning. Mississinewa, not necessarily a running team. Leading base dealer with plus 20 is McLaughlin. Here is Elliot Subert, junior catcher, 386 on the year, 27 base hits. And putting on some gloves at first base is Manning, who walked with two down. Gubo's got a great move to first. He looks the runner back and had him going that direction, back toward first base. Swing and a miss, strike one. Nothing and one on Subert. Outfield fairly deep for him. Smith a step or two behind the bag, off the line at third for Rushi. Fouled out of play to the right of home plate. Nothing and two, 0-2. Been a lot of rain in the last week to 10 days. And as I mentioned, this Rushi infield and outfield is soft. And you can see the damper spots around the infield diamond as well. Here's the pitch by Gubo, missed up and outside. It's a ball and two strikes, 1-2 on Subert. Subert had one of the six hits for Mississinewa against Franklin Monroe in the last Thursday 5-2 win. Throw to first, runner back. Parker Lloyd, sophomore first baseman for Rushi. Holding on the runner, Bentley Manning. Here is Gubo looking at first. Comes home to Unverfirth. Big winding curveball swinging over the top. The hitter, strike three. He is out as Gubo K's the side. Mississinawa, three strikeouts, a base on balls. Nothing across. We go to the bottom of the first. Mississinawa didn't score. Rushi coming to bat here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you have short-term or long-term pain or discomfort? I want you to know that Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, Ohio, treats sports-related injuries as well as orthopedic and neurological conditions, including vertigo.
My name is Dr. Katie Bargie, a physical therapist and owner of Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. We enjoy helping individuals decrease pain, improve function, and ultimately achieve their goals.
At Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, care is individualized.
We provide direct one-to-one treatment to promote optimal care and faster outcomes.
Treatment techniques may include integrative dry needling, soft tissue mobilization, individualized strengthening, and balance and agility training.
Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness participates in direct access, meaning the initial consultation can be made by calling for an appointment without a physician referral. We then work closely with your physician to best serve you.
Contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi at 937-710-8744. Let Restore restore your well-being.
Rushi Raiders come to bat against the Blackhawks. Hurler Bentley Manning, a freshman. Sizable young man, about 6'2", 6'3", wears 42 on his back. He's a right-hander. Ace of the staff, probably so, is Cole McLaughlin. He's at shortstop. He would be ready to come in at any time. As you know, head coach Kyler Giozzi is possibly going to use two, maybe all three pitchers. The number two man in the staff, 1B is Manning throwing today. Spradling behind him. Spradling perhaps the hardest thrower of the three. Maybe has a little lesser command of the three. We'll see how Manning fares here at the outset as he's on the bump against Michael Voisard, Evan Smith, and Cooper Unverfirth. 1-2-3 in the order for Rushi. Third baseman way up. First pitch to Voisard is a chopper to short. Shortstop in on the grass, and he slips. It's a bit soft. He goes down. Was going to have trouble making a play. McLaughlin on the ground. He landed on his keister. Ball went off his glove, rolled away, and Voisard's on at first. Tell you what, I'm going to give the hitter Voisard an infield single. Tough chance for McLaughlin. Ball did not even reach the dirt. So stepping in now is Evan Smith, and it's a bunt situation, a two-hopper right back to the mound. Manning throws to first, gets the out, and Voisard moves up to second. Sack bunt for Evan Smith. Rushi out of the chute, playing small ball. After the infield single by Voisard, Smith with the sack bunt. And here is Cooper Unverfirth. Evan Smith had been hitting .326. Fine addition to this Rushi lineup. He's moved up in the order. He's at the two spot, and he solidifies that position in the lineup. There's a wide pitch outside. Catcher dives and saves it, and then yanks a throw to third. It's down the line. It missed the third baseman. A run scores, and right away, Rushi's on the board 1-0. Throwing error by the catcher, Subert, as he missed the third baseman badly into foul territory. The ball got away. Good jump of Voisard. Error on the throw. And we've got a run on the board just like that for the Rushi Raiders, who lead it 1-0. The count, two balls, no strikes on the hitter Unverfirth. Well, he's been smacking the ball all over the park. 458 on the year. 33 hits for Unverfirth. Feet spread way apart in the right-hand batter's box. Left foot out in front of home. And he walks in four pitches. He's had only 7 or 8 strikeouts all year long, has Unverfirth. And pitchers don't throw the ball down the middle against Cooper, that's for sure. He's at first base. There is one out on the sack bunt by Smith of Rushi. Runner at first, Raiders lead 1-0. And here is Maddox Gubo. Gubo stepping in. First pitch way up top is Bentley Manning. Missed it high. Way out of the zone was Manning. Here is the next pitch. Good lead by Unverfirth. Fouled high in the air behind home plate. And it's a ball of strike 1-1. 1-1 the count on Unverfirth. Outfield deep around to the left. Left fielder from Mississinewa is only about 25 feet off the line. That is Cooper Kneeport. Kneeport in left, Kyle Wehrkamp in center. And in right field is Cole Haynes. Uh-oh, Unverfirth gets into one. He smashes one to deep left. It's over Kneeport's head. He retreated toward the fence. The ball bounces against the screen. Another run for Rushi. Unverfirth is strolling into second base with a 350-foot double to deep left field. That ball was cracked well over the head of Kneeport. And we talked about the hitting prowess of Unverfirth. He is the SCAL Player of the Year in high school baseball. He shows it right there. And it's 2-0 in favor of Rushi on the Unverfirth two-bagger. Here is Maddox Gubo. And the pitch of the plate, it bounces. It's off the mitt of Subert. It rolls into fair territory. Unverfirth alertly dashes to third. 2-0 Rushi, bottom of the first inning, one down. Here is Gubo in there swinging from the right side. Left foot way out in front of home plate. Here's the pitch to him upstairs. It misses. May have had a change in the batting order for the Rushi Raiders. Is that Bergman hitting fourth and Gubo fifth? Not sure. Swing, high fly ball, short center field. Center fielder for Mississinewa coming on. Unreferred tags, and he bluffs down the line. No throw to the plate. Two down here for Rushi in the bottom of the first inning, and it's a 2-0 lead. That was Bergman for the Raiders who just hit. Here's Sam Pringer, junior DH. Pringer's been making good contact over the last few weeks. Two down, Rushi in the inning. Here's the pitch. Fastball missed outside. 1-0 count on Pringer. The ball, no strikes on him. In the lead, Rushi 2-0. Bentley Manning looks at the runner at third, throws, knee-high, strike called on Pringer. It is 1-1. A ball, a strike on Pringer. Rushi has struck first with two in the top of the, or I should say the bottom of the first inning. Mississinewa had three hitters fan. There was a walk. Oh, there's a ball belted off the bat of Pringer. That is in the air, up the gap, into left center field, rolling to the fence. Pringer strolling into second base. He's got a two-bagger. As I mentioned, he's had a hot bat here the last few weeks. And Rushi plates another run in from third. 3-0 Rushi. And the freshman Manning is being tattooed here early on in this game. Here's Parker Lloyd, sophomore first baseman, hits from the right side. Rushi's bats since the end of April, start of May, have come alive, no question about it. Unverfirth tagging a two-bagger over the head of Kneeport in left. And then Pringer cracks one to deep left center. It got to the base of the screen as well. Manning fires, and Parker Lloyd jerks one foul to deep left, and it's over the short fence in the corner, out of play. No balls, two strikes, nothing in two. Two down for Rushi, which has plated three here in the first inning. Shortstop McLaughlin cheating towards second, trying to keep Pringer close. curveball. Oh, emergency swing by the hitter who rolls it to second. Second baseman scoops it up, throws wide of first. First baseman off the bag makes the play. It was a tight call. I'm not sure if the first baseman was on the bag or not. Long run, second baseman Haynes. He did field cleanly, but speeding down the line, displaying good wheels, Parker Lloyd. And that may be ruled a throwing error as it pulled the first baseman off the bag. Runners at first and third for Rushi, which is stealing second, no throw. 3-0 Raiders, bottom of inning number two. Here is Quinn Hoying from the left side. Hoying with an open stance, runners at second and third. Sophomore Hoying hits, two more runners in scoring position. And it's downstairs for a ball and a strike on Hoying. Rushi jumping on Mississinawa here in the bottom of the first inning. Runners at second and third. Infield pulled to the right for the left-hand batting Hoying, who takes it downstairs, and it's 2-1. Two balls, a strike, 2-1 on Hoying. Hoying's been known to lay one down as well. He's a good bunter, too. Here is the pitcher. Manning looks at third, stares to the plate, fires. Pop foul to the left. It is near the concession stand and lands on the concourse in front of it, just beyond Ken Francis, who's manning the public address here tonight. Foul ball, 2-2, the count on Quinn Hoying. 3-0 Rushi, two down, bottom of the first inning. No action in the Mississinawa bullpen. Of course, the pitchers who would enter the game are out there on the diamond. High and away, fastball missed by Manning. It's full, 3-2, full count on Hoying for Rushi. Good start to the game for the Raiders, who won the district last year. Went on to the regional tournament and won it. High fastball, Hoying's aboard. Here is Eli Borchers as Rushi bats around here in the bottom of the first inning. Runners at first, second, and third. Borchers swings from the right side. Pringer had doubled. He is at third. He is DHing for shortstop Leo Counts. Good leads all around the bases. Three-quarter swing by Borchers. It's a strike. Nothing in one on Eli. Outfield in a step or two for him. Here is Bentley Manning stretching. Looks at runners at second and third. Comes plateward. Breaking ball, yes, above the waist. And it's a ball, a strike, 1-1 on Borchers. Or I should say nothing in two on Eli. 5, 6, and 7 to hit for Mississinawa in the top of the second. Manning delivers down and in over the shoe tops of the hitter. The ball, 2 strikes, 1-2 on Borchers. Rushi's lost 2 straight, closing out the year with a 4-3 setback to Anna, a game which needed 2 additional days to finish because of weather. Foul to the screen, and it's still 1-2. Rushi did beat Marion Local twice this season. That's a feather in the cap of the Raiders. Rushi's won 5 of its last 8, 13-12. At this point on the campaign, entering the tournament, there's a pitch behind the helmet of the batter, Borchers, and it's 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2. 2-2 on Borchers. Boy, a big bundle of pitches thrown by Manning here in the bottom of the first inning. Fastball down the middle is pummeled to left toward the line in the corner. Left fielder Neport off and running, and he spears it. Oh, that would have scored 3. It was just a few feet fair. Nice defensive play by Neport. As the pitcher Manning is out of the top of the first after facing 9, Rushi scored 3 and left 3. Raiders at 2 hits, 2 errors by Mississinawa, which trails 3-0. Top of the second upcoming on scorersbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Of Cooper Neaport bats here for Mississinawa. In the top of the second inning, he made a very nice running catch in deep left field to finish off the bottom of the first for Rushi. And the first two pitches delivered by Gubo are strikes as he fires a curveball at the knees. It's taken, and then a swing and a miss by Neaport, 338 on the season. Gubo fires again, fouled out of play, right over our heads, nothing in two. Well, as I mentioned several minutes ago, boy, the level of play atop the Shelby County Athletic League, especially in that pitching department, certainly exceeds what the WOAC can offer, and we have seen that demonstrated already in this game. Mississinawa struck out three times, top of the first against Gubo. Two strikes here on Neaport, the left fielder for Mississinawa. There's a pitch just down, a two-seamer. It looked like it was on the corner, but below the knees, a ball, two strikes, one and two. And Manning, the freshman hurler for Mississinawa, was roughed up in the bottom of the first as the Rushi Raiders tallied three on a couple hits. Ball was struck hard, and the two hits went all the way to the fence. One by Pringer, a long double by him, and one by Unverfirth. Uh-oh, big breaker, curveball. Hitter gave up on it. A backdoor hook on the outside corner, strike three looking. And Gubo is fan four, all four outs for Mississinawa via the strikeout. Here's Kyle Wehrkamp. Wehrkamp, best arm in the outfield for Mississinawa. Center fielder, a senior. Left foot way out in front of the plate. And he swings at a curveball, which is down and cannot connect. Nothing in one. Gubo, extremely sharp here in the early going, deals once more. There's a ground ball hit late. Boy, it dies in the infield grass. It is scooped up by the first baseman, Parker Lloyd, who had to wait on it. Good hustle, but Gubo, who zips the first base, gets the lateral out by a half step. Oh, it was tight. Ground out to first, Parker Lloyd to Maddox Gubo. It goes 3-1 on the grounder. Nice play by Lloyd. Gubo hustled all the way. I tell you what, if the conditions are normal here at Rushi, that ball skips on through the green right to Lloyd, and he makes that play unassisted, but not after all these rains. Infield is soggy and thick and slow, and Gubo was aware, and he recorded the putout, catching the ball shoveled to him by Lloyd. Two balls, no strikes, 2-0 on Caleb Spradling in there hitting from the right side. He is the sophomore third baseman for Mississinawa. Last batter for the Blackhawks, the first to put the ball in play. 3-0 on Spradling. Smith at short, or I should say at third for Rushi, counts at short. Hoying at second, Lloyd at first. Outfield shading the hitter to the right. Strike called at the knees below the belt. Good pitch by Gubo as he tailed a fastball on the outside corner about thigh high. Swing and a miss. Bradley went golfing at it. He whiffed. 3-2. Gubo with good zip on the fastball, and the breaker down has been a tough pitch for Mississinawa to contact. Foul to the screen. It's still 3-2. Two out for the Blackhawks. Top of the second. Rushi's in the lead, 3-0. Three runs, a couple hits. No errors, Rushi. No runs, no hits. Two miscues for Mississinawa. Here is Gubo wheeling and dealing. Fastball up. Ball four. Good take. Fine look, Miss Brandling. It missed high by an inch or two. He is aboard. Second walk given up by Gubo. Here's Wyatt Stump. Senior first baseman, one of two seniors in the starting nine for the Blackhawks. 235 on the campaign. Runner at first, Bradling, who came in hitting 304. Gubo missed up and away. Ball one, 1-0. The one slight trouble spot for Gubo off and on over the course of this season has been command. He sometimes will get himself in trouble. He'll run into a stretch of not throwing first pitch strikes. His base on balls seem to come in bunches. Runner at first for Mississinawa, two out, top of the second. Rushi leads 3-0. Late swing by the hitter, a strike. One strike on Stump. Nothing and one on him. Well, once the tarp was removed on the pitching mound, it was quite damp. A lot of the dry material deposited on the bump from the pitching rubber all the way to the circumference. Two balls a strike, 2-1 on the hitter Stump, who takes a strike, and it's 2-2. As Maddox Gubo pulls even for Rushi. Two down for Mississinawa here in the top of the second frame. Blackhawks trail the Raiders 3-0. Gubo to the plate. Oh, there's a good heater. Low and in. Undercut swing. Missing with Stump. Oh, is Gubo on? They're not catching up to his fastball and swinging over the top of the curve. Five strikeouts for Maddox Gubo in the first two innings. Rushi leads 3-0. Bottom of the second upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
And don't forget, a new development taking place near Lake Loramie. In fact, across the road from Lake Loramie. Thanks to Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. Drop by, take a look. Call Wygant for more information. A new development near Lake Loramie, across the street from it. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster, proud sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Michael Voisard leads off for Rushi, barrels one up to center on a line right at the center fielder for Mississinawa, who hauls it in. That's Wehrkamp. Ball was struck cleanly, but right at the center fielder. And Voisard is out. Voisard had been safe to lead off the game for Rushi on what could have been called an infield single or an error. And I think that Voisard was given a base hit. Two errors followed after that in the inning. One on the throw by the catcher, and one a boot at second on a sloppy throw by Mississinawa. Second hitter for Rushi, Evan Smith, bottom of the second. And he launches a line drive. It is caught by the second baseman for the Blackhawks. Reaching up and spearing on the play was the second sacker, Caden Haynes. As he stuck the glove up above the left shoulder, ball was hit to his glove side. And he reached up and snagged it. Two balls hit pretty well by Rushi to start the second inning. Raiders lead it 3-0. First two are out. Voisard, a liner to center. Smith, a line drive to second. And here is Cooper Unverfirth. And he blasted a monumental double. Third hitter in the bottom of the first inning for Rushi, as he hit a long one to the left field fence over the head of Nieport, the Blackhawks left fielder. Unreferth takes two balls way out of the zone, and it's 2-0, two balls, no strikes. 2-0 in Unreferth. Pitchers throw very carefully to him, nibbling at the corners. Unreferth often gets ahead in the count, as he is here. He did foul one to the screen, 2-1. Big hook by the pitcher, Bentley Manning. He wanted it. It just missed around the plate on the inside corner. Called a ball. 3-1. 3-1 pitch. Fastball. Belted foul to the left of the third base coach, Kevin Flippo, for Rushi. Well, that ball died in the thick grass, which is in foul ground. Hasn't been trimmed lately. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Unverfirth. High fastball. He takes. Good eye. Ball four. He's aboard. Here's Maddox Gubo hitting now for the Rushi Raiders. Gubo, the pitcher, hits from the right side, throws left. Unverfirth on with two out at first. Right fielder for Mississinawa plays Gubo toward the line. A little unusual. Gubo has got his feet stretched apart at the plate, and he takes a strike right in there. No balls, a strike. Nothing and one on Gubo. Two base hit for Gubo earlier in this game. Scored a couple. Coming sidearm is Bentley Manning, and Voisard fouls over the backstop, and it's nothing and two. Two strikes on Gubo. Runner at first, Unverfirth. Two away for Rushi, bottom of the second. Raiders lead 3-0. Unverfirth is going. Voisard's line drive to third is fair. Over the third baseman's glove. It hits the chalk. Rolls down toward the bullpen in the corner. Left fielder Nieport scampers after it. Holds runners at second and third. As Voisard doubles, or I should say Gubo doubles, his second two-bagger of this game. Boy, he has ripped the ball hard twice. And that ball must have hit the chalk. It was the infield chalk just before the grass starts in the outfield and the left field line. That was right on the white. Two base hit by Voisard as he turned on an inside pitch. My mistake, not Voisard. It was Gubo who yanked the double. Second and third, two out here for Rushi. In the bottom of the second, first pitch of ball, second pitch to Grant Bergman, a big curve, froze him, and it's strike one and ball one. 1-1 on Bergman. Gubo at second, Unverfirth at third. Tell you what, the top portion of the Rushi order really starting to swing the bat. A lot of offensive punch up front in Voisard, Smith, Unverfirth, Gubo, Bergman, Pringer. As they already have accounted for, one, two, three, four doubles among them in this game. There's a strike, swing and a miss by Bergman, 1-2. Two down for Rushi, bottom of the second, Raiders threatening, leading 3-0. Fastball fouled out of play to the right. Two balls, two strikes. 2-2, the count on Bergman. Left fielder deep for him. Newport has seen a few balls sail beyond him already in this game. There's a big curve, fouled at home, and it's still 2-2. Bentley Manning, through an inning and two-thirds, has probably thrown 45 pitches already in this game. Here is Manning looking at his runners, winding, firing, another curveball, fouled right there at home plate. It's still 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Bergman. Clouds overhead, no wind. There is a chance of rain developing as the evening progresses. Sidearm curveball hit up the middle. It dies in the grass. Second baseman charges, flips on to first, out. It is an out call, the right call. We had a good look at it. It appeared as though the first baseman did keep the foot on, as the second baseman had to wait on the ground ball before it trickled through the grass. Out recorded at first. We go to the top of the third inning. Rushi 3, Mississauga 1, nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the Big Boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left, as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney?
I apologize, left the mic open during that commercial. You may have heard what went on. We had a review, so to speak, as the base umpire asked the plate umpire about the call at first. Of course, the plate umpire is looking right down the line. He can see perhaps better than the base umpire as to whether that first baseman keeps the foot on the bag. And lo and behold, the base umpire eventually ruled safe. And as a result, two runs scored for Rushi. We had our mic open during that commercial. Apologize, as we had some confusion out on the field. We thought the half inning was over. Instead, Rushi plates two runs. It appeared from our vantage point that the first baseman did have the foot on the bag. We stand corrected. And we are in the bottom of the second inning still. Rushi gets two more runs. And that would have to go down as an E4 on the second baseman, who threw wide of first, pulling him off the bag by a centimeter. It wasn't any more than that. It's possible there was a clump of dirt between the shoe and the first base bag. Raiders' first base coach was all over it. He said safe. And his perspective may have been a little better than ours. It's all about the angle on a play like that. And the home plate umpire, looking right down the line, had a terrific view. So we've got a runner on first. Bergman going on the pitch of the plate. He slides in safely at second. Two down for Rushi, bottom of the second. Raiders are in front now, 5-0, scoring two on that slowly hit ground ball to second. A dead ball didn't occur until the play was over, and Rushi scored two on the throw to first base as the base umpire initially said out. Plate umpire said safe a minute later after our commercial break, and Rushi gets credit for two more runs. Count here, two balls, a strike, 2-1 on Pringer. Bergman at second, and Pringer pops up, middle of the diamond to shortstop McLaughlin for Mississinawa. He's under it and hauls it in. Inning is over. Blackhawks suffered a tough break in that frame. Rushi is now on top, 5-0. Three errors for Mississinawa, 5-4-0 for the Raiders. Top of the third upcoming, 5-0 Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate, home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Now, I apologize. I finished off the bottom of the second too soon. I thought that Mississinawa had clearly recorded the third out at first base, when in fact the plate umpire overruled the first base umpire about a minute after the fact. In fact, we were in commercial. I mistakenly left the mic open. Two runs scored from second and third on what was determined not to be an outplay at first. It was deemed that the first baseman was pulled off the bag. Here's an infield pop-up by Mississinawa. It's to the right of the mound, and who's going to catch it for Rushi? The pitcher, the second baseman, the first baseman, guess what? Nobody. And it drops in. Somebody eventually for Rushi got a glove on it. I think it was Parker Lloyd. That was big-time miscommunication by Rushi. And I'm going to score that an error. It did hit his glove. Yes, he was lunging for it awkwardly. That should not have happened that way. But three players for Rushi. Any one of the three could have caught it easily. It was a high pop off the bat of Cole Haynes, freshman right fielder for Mississinawa. And he is aboard at first. Here's a one-hopper back to the mound to Maddox Gubo, and Gubo throws to second, a little wide in the glove of the second baseman, and Hoing dropped it. All hands are safe. Two boots here in the frame for Rushi. That's five total errors in the game. The throw by Gubo was offline. Hoing did have it in his glove. Don't know who gets the error, one or the other, that's for sure. But it is an error. We'll call it E1 on the throw. That was Cole McLaughlin hitting for Mississinawa, which has runners at first and second. And here is Caden Haynes with a very good bunt back toward the mound. Gubo fields. Gubo fires to first, and it is an out call by a hair. Ooh, it was tight. Very close. Good bunt. A sack performed by the hitter, Caden Haynes, who rolled it out in front of the plate. Gubo and Unruferth looked at each other. Maddox did field the ball and shot a throw to Parker Lloyd out by an eyelash. Second and third for Mississinawa. And here is Bentley Manning. Five zip or score, Rushi in the lead, and all of a sudden a rash of errors. Five of them in less than two innings in this game. Rushi's just committed to a pair. Pitch to Manning up and away for a ball as Gubo is off target. 1-0 on Maddox. Now here's where Gubo needs to focus, concentrate, bear down. He's had innings like this occasionally during the season. He's got a 5-0 lead. He needs to throw strikes, can't compound things by losing command. There's a big curve, swing and a miss. Bentley Manning way over the top. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on Manning. One down here for or I should say, yes, one out for Mississinawa on the sacrifice bunt in the top of the third inning, and Rushi leads 5-0. Here is Gubo. Winding, firing, Manning's left foot strides way out in front of the plate. He looks at it, ball two. That's a good take by the hitter, Bentley Manning of the Blackhawks, 2-1 on him. Runners at second and third, no out. That's down just below the knees. It was close. Top of the shin, ruled a ball. Gubo didn't care for the call. Enverfirth framed it nicely, and it's 3-1. Three balls, a strike on Manning. Gubo to the dish, right down the pike, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, 3-2 on the hitter, Bentley Manning. He walked with two out in the first for Mississinawa. Here's Gubo delivering, 3-2. Low and in, that skipped off the dirt. They're loaded. So Mississinawa tries to strike with one down here in the third. And here's Kevin Flippo to the mound. Head coach Rushi Raiders to probably tell his hurler just what I described a moment ago. Focus, concentrate, throw strikes. You've got a 5-run cushion. We'll be back in just a moment. 5-0 Raiders in the lead. We are in the top of the third. Blackhawks have them loaded. One down on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster. 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Here is Elliot Subert. He struck out to close the first for the Blackhawks. Bases full, one out. Rushi leads 5-0. Mississinawa threatening. Top of the third inning. Here's Subert swinging, fouling right over our heads. Press box above the Blackhawks dugout alongside first. No balls to strike, nothing and one on Subert. He's got good power, fine batting average on the year. 386, 27 base hits. Outfield deep around to the left. Here's the windup. Gubo airs one out. It skips through the right-hand batter's box at the feet of Subert. It's a ball, a strike, 1-1. Off the line and left is Voisart for Rushi. He's deep. Right fielder for the Raiders is shading the foul line. That's Bergman. Here's the pitch, grounded back toward the mound to Gubo. Gubo fields with the glove, flips on to Enverfirth for the force at the plate. Return throw to Parker Lloyd. Yes, in time. Double play. It went from the pitcher to the catcher onto the first baseman as Subert smacks into a double play. It went 1-2, and then 3. Pitcher to catcher to first. A nice, polite ground ball, waist high back to the pitcher, Maddox Gubo, and Rushi's out of trouble here in the top of the third. Bottom of the third inning upcoming. Rushi in the lead over Mississinawa. 5-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott,
Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Up here is Parker Lloyd stepping in for Rushi, first baseman. He was in on the very end of that double play completed by the Raiders to close out Mississinewa's top of the third frame. Bases were loaded up for Subert at the plate for the Blackhawks, and he bounced to the mound, and the DP went from pitcher to catcher to first baseman out by half step at first. Here's Parker Lloyd fouling out of play to the right after taking a ball, 1-1 count on Parker. Lloyd hitting, he in his first trip here in this game was safe on an error at second. Big breaker by Bentley Manning is in. It buckled the batter, 1-2 count. Good curve by Bentley Manning, freshman for the Blackhawks, who swings into action. Another curveball stroked hard. Second baseman gloves, can't hang on, dropped it, goes behind him, picks it up. Haynes gets the out at first base. Haynes got the glove on the ball initially. It was hit right on the button, but Parker Lloyd ticketed for right field. Second baseman for Mississinewa reached to the glove side and got the mitt on the ball. Did Caden Haynes. Good recovery out at first. Understand that rain is within 20-25 miles of us coming up from the south. One out, Rushi, bottom of the third. Swing, line drive, right field, base hit. Nice job by Quinn Hoying as he turned on the pitch in at the waist and belted a liner to right field on one hop to the Blackhawks right fielder out there, Cole Haynes. Nice base knock by Rushi. Tell you what, the Raiders are squaring up Bentley Manning. Five hits so far in the game for the Raiders. Runner at first, here's Eli Borchers. Bat high, cocked over the right shoulder. Swing and a miss at a low outside breaker. Nothing and one. Now, rain at noon was covering Cincinnati. It's a warm front, just like a few days ago. It's billowing up from the south. And it's in Dayton at high 70 now. Low and away on the breaking ball, 1-1 count. Of course, all tournament games are suspended to be completed later should they not finish. Here is Bentley Manning stretching. Curveball missed but plenty. Way outside, 2-1. Two balls a strike, 2-1 here on Borchers. One down for Rushi. Bottom of the third, 5-0 Raiders lead. Here is the check of the runner at first. Hoying. Hoying with a late break, no throw. Safe at second, 2-1 count. Subert behind the plate is a good receiver, fine battery mate, doesn't have the strongest of arms, was a little late at gathering that last pitch and didn't throw down. Hoying's at second, 3-1 pitch is fouled away, 3-2. 3-2 on Borchers. Runner at second for Rushi, which leads at 5-0 here in the bottom of the third. Here is Bentley Manning with a look back at second. Fires three-quarter style. Fouled into the Rushi dugout. That was a hot potato coming right at three or four Raiders sitting on the top part of the bench deep in the dugout. They scattered. One down, still a 3-2 offering upcoming. Here it is to Eli Borchers. No, Bentley Manning steps off. Borchers in his first trip ended the initial inning with a fly ball to left. 3-2 delivery upcoming. Kerr, Borchers swings over the top. He strikes out. That may have been the best pitch of this game for Manning, as that hook had Borchers out ahead. Two down for Rushi. Runner at second. Bottom of the third. And here is Michael Voisard stepping in. Infield single. Fly out to center. His roller through the grass part of the diamond virtually came to a stop before getting to the shortstop, who did mishandle, with Voisard hitting from the left side and getting down to first in a hurry. I think he was going to beat that play anyway, which is why I gave him an infield single. Here's a low pitch, two-thirds swing. He missed it. Ball gets away from the catcher. Runner steers his way to third. And Rushi's got a runner at third. Two outs. Two-strike count on Voisard. Rushi in the lead, 5-0, bottom of the third. Light rain on its way, a lot of rain expected tomorrow. Here is the look by Manning at third, two-strike pitch. Voisard slices it, foul. It almost caught the runner at third base in foul ground as Hoing jumped out of the way. Ball went right between him and Kevin Flippo, third base coach. Two strikes on Voisard. His feet are spread as far apart as any hitter you might see, especially from the left side of the dish. Curveball around the plate, missed wide. A ball, two strikes, 1-2. Voisard's right foot is way out in front of home, close to the front edge of the batter's box. Of course, Michael's every bit of 6'4". Here's the Bentley Manning pitch, way high, a good 7 feet off the ground, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Voisard. Five runs, five hits, two errors, Rushi, 0-0-3 for Mississinawa. Bentley Manning fires. Voisard's check swing. The ball hits in the dirt in front of the plate. Goes to the backstop. The catcher's got to find the ball near the screen. He does. Voisard late in leaving first, or I should say late in leaving home. He fell asleep in hustling to first, and as a result, he is out by a step. Catcher missed it completely. Ball short off the backstop. But Voisard wasn't running right away, and he is out at first. No run. Runner on third did eventually dash in, but it was a put out at first as Voisard is forced on the play at first base. Catcher to first baseman. Strikeout by Bentley Manning. We played three full. Rushi leads Mississinawa 5-0 as we try to get this game in before the rain hits. 5-0 Raiders, top of the fourth for Mississinawa here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Rushi leads Mississinawa 5-0. top of the fourth. Blackhawks hitting, down to five runs. Mississinawa yet to get a hit. Hey, we are now your new community go-to store. We're Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie. We've gone local, and we found out from you what you want on our shelves. We've delivered Winter's Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Hunt Brothers Pizza, and more at Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. Sample the hot daily lunches in the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll love the new smoothie machine at Schaefer Market, South Main, in Fort Loramie. A ball and two strikes, one and two on the Blackhawks' first hitter, top of the fourth inning. Stepping in there is Cooper Neaport, the left fielder. Neaport struck out to start the second for Mississinawa. And here he waves at a good two-seamer, and it's strike three. Boy, he reached, couldn't make contact. He's out. Nice two-strike pitch by Maddox Gubo, and he's had a healthy number of Ks so far in this game as Neaport goes down for the second time. Three strikeouts in the first for Gubo. He had one more in the second, and he's tacked on a big K here in the fourth. Here is Wehrkamp hitting. He takes the ball low and away, then fouls a pitch to the right. He spoiled that one. A ball, a strike, one and one on Wehrkamp. Right-hand batter. On base percentage, over 300. Best arm in the outfield for Mississinawa. A roller to the screen, and it's one and two. A ball, two strikes. Gubo dodged a bullet there in the third. Sacks were clogged. They were loaded. With one down, he got the comebacker and turned it into two. It went from Gubo to Unverfirth to Parker Lloyd for the double play to finish off Mississinawa. And here he strikes out the batter on a good low curveball. Wehrkamp retired. Two up, two down. Mississinawa in the fourth. Two straight Ks. That's a grand total of seven strikeouts for Gubo. Top of the fourth inning, Rushi leads it 5-0. We see the rain clouds approaching well beyond the right field fence to the south. Hopefully, we can get this in quickly. There's the best curve of the game by Gubo. What a hook. It was a slow breaker, and Spradling swung way over the top. Strike one. Gubo again, fastball. Yep. Thigh high, outside corner. That was a hummer. Nothing in two. Gubo in a groove here in the fourth, trying to make quick work of the Blackhawks, and he does. Spradling golfs at a low pitch. He's out on strikes. Eight Ks for Gubo. We head now to the bottom of the fourth. Rushi's in the lead, 5-0 over the Blackhawks here on scoresbroadcast.com. Yep, as we were saying, Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie on South Main is your new community go-to store. Oh, we've got just what you wanted on our shelves. Hunt Brothers Pizza, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Mahaffey Pies, Winter's Meats, and more. Don't forget the new smoothie machine, fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps at the deli sub shop at Schaefer Market. And on the other end of town, the North Loramie drive-thru is now the Schaefer drive-thru. You can grab a Schaefer Market cold sub at the new Schaefer drive-thru, formerly North Loramie drive-thru. Don't forget to stop by today. See all those new items as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's, in Fort Loramie on South Main. And Schaefer RV Storage is new, located right behind Schaefer Market. The bays are 14 by 54 feet each. Email Holly Schaefer, Holly at SchaeferOil.com. That's Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R, Holly at SchaeferOil.com. Find out more about Schaefer RV Storage and support the Schaefer Market Gallon Giveback Program at the market. Gas pumps, always low pricing, plus a penny from each gallon sold goes to a special public service endeavor. Rushi 5, Mississinawa Valley nothing. Bottom of the fourth upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Cole McLaughlin, who might be considered the 1A starter for Mississinewa, is on the bump in relief. The freshman pitcher who started, Bentley Manning, is now at third. Second baseman's gone to short. And I think... We'll double-check on the second baseman now for Mississinewa. McLaughlin has a good twirler. He has a fine curveball. Gets it up there at about 80. 1-1 count on the new hitter here for Rushi Evans-Smith, who lofts one in the air, a sky ball into short left. Shortstop floating back for Mississinewa, and catching on the play is Caden Haynes, who's moved over from second to short. Pop out by Smith. One down here for Rushi in the bottom of the fourth inning. Raiders lead it 5-0. Smith, in his two previous trips, had completed a sack bunt and had popped a second. McLaughlin goes to work, and Cooper Unverfirth. Curveball strike, nothing in one. We'll check out McLaughlin's stats on the season, and pretty imposing numbers in the WOAC for him. 5-3 record, 51 2/3 innings, 70 Ks, 2.3 ERA. 1-1 pitch to Unverfirth. Yes, on the knees at the outside corner. 1-2. Good heater by McLaughlin. Here is the pitcher. McLaughlin gets the signal from Subert, delivers a breaker, looped in the air to second. Second baseman to his right can't make the play. Texas League single by Unverfirth between the second baseman and the outfield grass in short center. He angled to the right, no chance to catch it. Unverfirth aboard. Unverfirth a double, a single, a walk. Here is Maddox Gubo stepping in here now for Rushi. A pop out by Smith and a hit by Unverfirth to start the fourth inning for the Raiders, who lead it by a 5-0 count. 5 runs, 6 hits, a couple errors for Rushi. No hits yet officially for the visitors, the Blackhawks of Mississinewa, who've committed 3 errors. Strike two, Cole McLaughlin, after a foul ball first pitch, gets a breaker in there, and it swung on and missed by Gubo. As I mentioned, McLaughlin has a bread-and-butter pitch, a curve. It's a good one. There it is, down in the dirt, and the catcher, Subert, has to find it to his left. Unverfirth skips on down to second. Wild pitch. 1-2, 1-2 on Gubo. He's had a couple doubles in this game. He's had a third of Rushi's 6 hits. Gubo's pitched well on the mound. Struck out unofficially, I think, 8. Low and away on a two-seam fastball from McLaughlin. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2. Yeah, Gubo with 1, 2, 3, 5, 8 Ks. Throws left, hits from the right side. And he lofts the ball to short left. Shortstop Haynes is out. He calls for it in front of the left fielder. And he has it. 2 down for Rushi here in the bottom of the fourth. 5-0 Raiders. Pop out to 6, the shortstop. Here's Grant Bergman. Bergman safe on an error by the second baseman in the second inning. That was the real controversial play, which we thought ended the inning, when, in fact, Rushi appealed the play at first. Did the first baseman have the foot on the bag? He stretched to get the throw from the second baseman. It appeared as though up here he did, plate umpire was appealed to. He eventually made the call and ruled safe. Here's a ball struck deep to left field off the bat of Grant Bergman. Left fielder Nieport going back, and he makes a sensational over-the-shoulder catch. What a play. Bergman robbed of at least two, and the way he was darting around the bases, he probably would have gained a triple on that one, but Nieport made the defensive play of the game. Rushi's out in the fifth. We go to the, or I should say Rushi's out in the fourth. We go to the fifth, 5-0 Raiders on scorersbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Oh, thanks so much to Cutaway Styling Salon, Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Cutaway, a longtime sponsor now here on scorersbroadcast.com. It's the family salon, Cutaway. It's for mom, dad, all the kids, the adult children too. Styling for 40 years has been Cutaway. We will style, you'll smile. Beautiful care means beautiful hair at Cutaway Styling Salon. Owner extraordinaire, Deb Gubo. Stylist Ann Turner, Chris Siegel, Renee Mesher, Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience and your style, we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Thanks to Cutaway, a fine sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Officially no hits against Maddox Gubo yet. Top of the fifth inning. Coming to bat is Mississinawa. Stepping in, Wyatt Stump to lead it off. He walked with two out back in the second. Gubo misses low and then throws a dart in there for a strike. A ball, a strike, 1-1. Stump shaded to the right in the outfield. He hits that one to the screen, 1-2. 5 runs, 6 hits, couple errors, Rushi, no runs, no hits, 3 errors for Mississinawa. Rushi in the lead, 5-0, top of the fifth inning. Here is the 1-2 pitch to Stump. Uh-oh, he looked at it. He knew it was strike three. He was stepping across the plate from the right-hand batter's box as the umpire was starting his mechanics. One down for Mississinawa here in the fifth, as that was strikeout number 9 in this game for Gubo. Gubo on a roll, and he starts off the new hitter with a strike again. Nothing and one. No balls, a strike on Cole Haynes. He was safe on an error back in the third. There's a check swing. He looks at it. Strike two called. Nothing and two. Gubo got around a bases-loaded jam in the third. He's on fire now. Oh, there's a big slow curve out in front. The hitter, strike three. Maddox Gubo is terrific in this game here tonight. He got that bases-loaded comebacker, the double play to close out the third. He's got 9 Ks. And here's Cole McLaughlin, who struck out and been safe on an error at first. Here's the windup of Gubo. The pitch to Cole McLaughlin. It bounces in front of the plate. McLaughlin, 427 on the year, very capable of producing the Blackhawks' first hit in this game. Here is Gubo swiveling on the mound. Ball yanked to third. Nice play, Evan Smith. He bobbled it once and then handled it the second time. Throw to first base high. Parker Lloyd stretch. Got him. Oh, it was tight at first base. Slight bobble, Evan Smith. Throw high and wide. Parker Lloyd used every inch of his frame and all of that first baseman mitt, including the final thread, and it is an out. Inning over for the Blackhawks, who still don't have a hit. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Rushi leads it 5-0. On scoresbroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1945, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Rushi Raiders send up Sam Pringer to lead off the bottom of the fifth inning. Rushi in front, 5-0 in this Division 7 district semifinal here. The count is a ball, a strike, 1-1 on the hitter for the Rushi Raiders. Pringer, who looks at a big hook outside, ball two. It's two balls, two strikes officially according to the scoreboard. 2-2 on Pringer, who's got a double to left center and a pop out to short. And Pringer tops one in front of home plate. The catcher and pitcher converge, and neither one fields it cleanly. They both had shots at it. It's a muff, and Pringer is on at first base. That was a tough chance for either player for Mississinawa. If it's fielded cleanly, Pringer is clearly out at first. And I think you have to score it an error on somebody because that ball wasn't hit more than, 25 feet or so. And that, according to my book, is error number four on Mississinawa. Pringer aboard down at first base for the Rushi Raiders. Here's Parker Lloyd to hit from the right side. Got a pinch runner now for Rushi at first. Carter Haney wearing 8 on his back. Sophomore Haney running at first. McLaughlin throw over, not in time. Bottom of the fifth, 5-0 Rushi. Division 7 district semifinal. Likely opponent for the winner on Thursday is Cedarville. Pitch misses up and away. A ball, a strike, 1-0. On the hitter here for the Raiders. Parker Lloyd, safe on an error at second and a ground out second to first. He fakes the bunt or did he fake the bunt? He might have been ruled to have struck at it. It's a strike and a ball. I think the bat was out over the plate. Pitch missed the zone. 1-1 on Parker Lloyd. Here's the delivery. Foul bunt to the screen. 1-2, and I think head coach Kevin Flippo at third said that wasn't the sign and gave you a hit away. Lloyd was bunting instead. 1-2, 1-2. Bottom of the fifth, Rushi in the lead, 5-0 over Mississinawa. Nobody scored since the second. There's a low curve from McLaughlin. 2-2 count. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Maddox Gubo is not allowed to hit through five for Rushi. He's also cranked up two doubles. There's a ball spanked on a line into center. That ball was really hit hard by Parker Lloyd. It is bouncing to Kyle Wehrkamp on one big hop. Runner on first moves up one station. First and second for the Raiders here in the bottom of the fifth. An error on Mississinawa and then a line single by Parker Lloyd. This Rushi team has come alive at the plate here in the last couple 3 weeks. Hitting the ball much better. Here's Quinn Hoying bunting, third base side foul. That one had some backspin on it. It hit fair out of the dirt circle around home. It hit fair and then immediately made a left-hand turn. One strike, the count on Hoying, who's bunting again, no doubt, with runners at first and second. It's low and away. Catcher finds it. Runners hang on. Uh-oh, the runner at first was caught off. He went too far, and he is out at first base as Parker Lloyd is doubled back at first. Parker Lloyd took a long step or two off first. His movement was toward second, thinking maybe the runner on second might dash down to third on what appeared to be a short, wild pitch. But Lloyd was hung up in no man's land, out at first. Runner at third here for Rushi. Here's a bunt by Hoying in the thick grass. It's up the third baseline, and there is no play. That ball in the thick green died about 35 feet up the line. What a bunt by Rushi. I mentioned early on in this game that this young man, Quinn Hoying, very adept bunter, and that was perfection right there. Now, grant you, if you've got a dirt base path, if you've got drier weather, and the infield is trimmed much shorter, the third baseman might have had an outside chance, but my goodness, that ball just stopped 35 feet up the line, and Hoying is on at first. A run is in, 6-0 Rushi. Bunt single for Quinn Hoying. And here's Eli Borchers with a runner at first. Let's see if Hoying is going. 6 runs, 7 hits, couple errors for Rushi. 0-0 and 4 for Mississinawa. And it's a strike to Borchers. No balls, a strike. That's up off the plate, 1-1. We're in the bottom of the fifth. No rain yet. Dark skies to the south. 6-0 lead Rushi. 1-1 count on Borchers. A run in, one out. Throw to first, runner back. Count a ball, a strike. 1-1 on the hitter. Here is the check of first by McLaughlin. And he throws low and away, 2-1, two balls and a strike. 32 is Eli Shappy, freshman catcher, pinch hitting at the plate here for Rushi. And he skies a foul. It is to the right side of home. A couple of Blackhawks players down below us to the left go for it. No one can make the play. It is off the field of play, and the count is 2-2. 2-2 on Shappy. 6-0 in favor of Rushi, bottom of the fifth. Cole McLaughlin on the mound for Mississinawa. He did not start. The freshman, Bentley Manning, who's at third, did begin the game, and Rushi came out hitting. There's a high pitch, Hoying stealing second. Oh, it's a good throw and a bounce to the shortstop, Haynes. The tag applied. Out is recorded. That was beautifully done. Out stealing for out number two for Rushi here in the bottom of the fifth. Hoying didn't get a bad jump. The throw, though, by Subert was a one-hopper. It was perfect, knee-high on the bag. Foul to the screen, and it's 3-2 on Shappy for Rushi, which leads 6-0 in the bottom of the fifth. Here's McLaughlin. into his windup. Nobody aboard. He fires. Very high fastball. That was a case of simply overthrowing. So Shappy's at first, one down for, or I should say two down for Rushi. Shappy with a base on balls. We go to the top, and Michael Voisard, who hits now. Voisard, an infield single, a strikeout, a fly ball to center. Eli Borchers, who had been the hitter for whom Shappy hit, now re-enters at first to run. 6-0 lead, Rushi. Two down Raiders. Bottom of the fifth. Here's Voisard. Real good days at the plate for Cooper Unverfirth. Rushi, three-hitter. Double, single, a walk. Maddox Gubo, in addition to spinning a no-hitter to this point, has a couple of doubles. Runner going. Good throw again. This time it short hops the glove. Rolls away into center. Safe at second base is Borchers. A ball, no strikes, 1-0 the count here on Voisard, the batter for Rushi. Bottom of the fifth inning, Raiders in the lead, 6-0. McLaughlin looks back at second, throws to Voisard, fouled toward the Mississinewa dugout, and it's a ball, a strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike, 1-1, and Voisard, tall, rangy left-hand batter. Right fielder for Mississinewa, extremely deep. That's Cole Haynes. And Voisard hits one hard into center field. Center fielder over to his right, into left center. Can't catch it on a fly. Does well to spear that ball and a bounce in the webbing. Run scores from second for Rushi. Voisard with one of the top two or three hardest hit balls of this game. Corks a shot to left center. It's a long single for Voisard as the Rushi Raiders plate another run to make it 7-0. Voisard, the leadoff hitter for Rushi, now he has two singles in this game. Here's Evan Smith, yet to get a hit. Pop to short, pop to second. Voisard stealing. Throw down, third base side, tag applied late. Voisard safe. Seven runs, eight hits, couple errors, Rushi. 0-0 and 4 for Mississinewa. Here's Evan Smith looking at a fastball. Strike at the letters. It's 0-2. First pitch was at the knees. Nothing and two on Smith. Big hole through short on the left side for Evan. If he can pull one that direction. And he cracks a foul outside the line at third. Boy, the grass and foul territory here at Rushi is thick and long. The ball just stops. And we had a 35-foot bunt by Quinn Hoying earlier, which did stop up the third baseline about a foot fair. And it was perfect. Curveball to Smith, fouled over the screen. No balls, two strikes, nothing and two. Two out, Rushi, bottom of five. 7-0 Raiders. You scored three in the first, two more in the second. A couple here in the fifth. There's a high fastball. Belted high in the air to left. Left fielder Kneeport takes 1, 2, 3 steps to his right and catches. Ball was hit on the barrel, just a little too much loft on it. Off the bat of Evan Smith. He's retired and Rushi is down in the fifth, but they played two more. 7-0 Raiders. We go to the sixth on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools for
free of charge. O'Reilly is always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and also entry-level positions. Contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on ScoresBroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
We currently package over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict accuracy standards. We are production support in Rushi. We provide customized electronic poly bagging of your products, and we offer assembly, warehousing, and distribution too. Today, production support prepares products for the marketplace more affordably and more efficiently than ever. We're always looking to expand our team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. Through Scores Broadcast, we promote the many schools and athletic programs that follows with online sports coverage. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service, where your job is in the bag.
Well, Mississinawa batting top of the sixth. Two strikes on Caden Haynes, Jr. Started the game at second base, moved over to short. A ball, two strikes on him. Gubo is throwing darts. He is in a groove. Smooth pitching by Gubo. There's a chopping ball up the middle, ranging to his left toward the second base bag. Is the shortstop for the Raiders, who makes the play. Late throw to first, safe. That was off the bag, but that's going to be scored an infield single. Base hit for Caden Haynes. Single up the middle. Shortstop for Rushi. Range to the bag, got the ball in about the third or fourth hop. It was going to be tight at first. Good wheels running from Caden Haynes. And here is the next hitter stepping in for Mississinawa, who takes a ball. It's Bentley Manning. As the scoreboard did rule that a hit after I did, that's the proper decision. There is a fastball strike on the outside corner at the waist. A ball, a strike, 1-1. Yep, I scored that a hit all the way. Tough chance for the shortstop for Rushi. Throw to first, runner back. Good move by Gubo. Bentley Manning hitting. Got a new catcher behind the plate for Rushi. Unverfirth, I think, is out at short. There's a ball nubbed to Smith at third. He charges, fields, throws low to first. What a scoop by Lloyd. Nicely done. Parker Lloyd for the Rushi Raiders. Out recorded. Manning is gone. That play goes from 5-3. Nicely done by Lloyd. Smith didn't get a lot on the throw. Today, these ground balls are not scooting through the diamond here at Rushi tonight. It is thick, green, plush, soft, and very wet down underneath. One out for Mississinawa, top of the sixth, 7-0 Rushi. Here's Elliot Subert, who has struck out, hit into a double play back in the third with the bases full. Mississinawa was in a big-time threat. Bases were jammed. One was out. Subert was at the plate, and he bounced politely to the mound, and Gubo went home to Unverfirth. Return throw to first ended in an inning-ending double play. Here the batter for Mississinawa. Subert lifts a little short pop behind second base, And that's a routine infield pop-out. And there are two down for Mississinawa. Unverfirth catches at short. Two down, Blackhawks, top of the sixth, 7-0 Arushi. As Gubo goes to work on Neport, who made a splendid catch in deep left in this game. Off-speed curve, 3-4 swing, nubs it to third, charging on the grass. It is fielded nicely by Smith of Arushi. Shoots the throw to Parker Lloyd for the out at first base, and Mississinawa's gone in the sixth. Bottom of the sixth upcoming, Arushi 7, Mississinawa nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Cooper Unverfirth batting for Arushi. Bottom of the sixth, Raiders lead Mississinawa 7-0. Seven runs, eight hits, couple errors for Arushi. No runs, a hit, four errors for Mississinawa. Blackhawks got their first hit, an infield single off the bat of Caden Haynes there in the sixth. Unverfirth is hit in the backside. Unverfirth is aboard at first. He is plucked below the shoulder blade on the back, and he's at first. Unverfirth, perfect day. Hit by a pitch, walked. Double single. Here's Maddox Gubo. Two doubles plus a pop to short. Arushi with three runs can end the game right here. There's a ball scorched on a line to Neport in left. He roams to his left and catches on the dead run. He's made some beautiful plays out there defensively for Mississinawa in this game. That was another right there. That was a frozen rope off the bat of Maddox Gubo, who has hit and pitched extremely well. Here's Grant Bergman from the right side. High pop right around home plate. Subert the catcher. Here comes the pitcher, McLaughlin. He calls for it, racing down behind home in foul territory, and he's got it. Athletic play by the pitcher, Cole McLaughlin of Mississinawa, as he went a good 75, 80 feet for that ball. as it was toward the screen from the batting circle on the Mississinewa dugout side. What a play by Cole McLaughlin to catch that pop off the bat of Bergman. Unreferth, delayed steal, safe at second base. Throw didn't arrive in time. It was in the shortstop's glove and out. Here's Sam Pringer, double, safe on an error, popped to short. Pitch by McLaughlin. Check swing number in front of the plate. McLaughlin down off the mound. Grabbed it once, grabbed it twice, threw it out at first base by a step and a half. Infield is soggy. The grass is thick and green, and infielders have had a challenging time squeezing that ball all night. Rushi scoreless in the sixth. We go to the top of the seventh. 7-0 Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
Located in Kettlersville on Route 274 east of 29, Woody's at Kayville has quickly become the favorite dining spot for locals and those traveling through. At Woody's, the hearty burger and crisp bacon are the perfect blend. The loaded pizza is straight from the oven straight to you. The fried mushrooms and onion rings receive rave reviews. And Woody's is well known for its mouth-watering wings and sriracha bourbon sauce. It's not unusual for patrons to drive 20 to 30 miles for the delicious, freshly prepared meals at Woody's. Nightly dinners at 4 p.m. are crazy popular. The fall-off-the-bone barbecue ribs on Thursdays and tender and juicy prime rib on Saturdays are Blue Ribbon specials. Woody's features a variety of daily lunches, too. And Wednesday to Sunday, breakfast is on from 7 to 10:30. Woody's at Kayville, where the food is far greater than okay. It's out of this world in little old Kettlersville on Route 274, a few miles east of I-75. The one diner that's well worth the drive.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com.
Well, as we return to action, here is a shocker of a score. Don't know if it will hold. In the seventh inning, Newton trails Jackson Center 3-2. Thanks to Denny Monin for this update. Newton has a guy on third, one out. Jackson Center 3, Newton 2 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Newton, the number one seed, is in trouble. We're in the top of the seventh inning. Rushi on top, 7-0 here over Mississinewa Valley. The hitter at the plate is Wehrkamp for Mississinewa, Blackhawks center fielder. Count is 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2 as he fouls one to the screen. We'll pass that score along to you when it becomes final. Also interested in the Fort Loramie Tri-County North score. Winner this game will probably play Cedarville on Thursday at a neutral site to be determined. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2 still on Wehrkamp. One hitter for Maddox Gubo. He didn't strike out a batter in the last inning. Here he gets a fly ball off the bat of the hitter Wehrkamp. It's in short right now. It's at the back edge of the infield. Quinn Hoying gobbles it up. He makes the catch for Rushi. One down for the Blackhawks as Wehrkamp pops out. Strikeout total for Gubo in this game. He struck out the side in the first. Two more in the second. Struck out the side in the fourth. That brought his total to 8. Two more strikeouts in the fifth. He's up to 10. One down here in the seventh. Here's Caleb Spradling. A walk and a K for him. Right-hand batter takes one up and in. Ball one. Gubo still throwing every bit as speedy as he did when the game started. He's got a lot of hum on that fastball. Good acceleration. And that is the case in point right there as he fires it right by Spradling, who's late on the swing. A ball, a strike, 1-1. There's a low fastball. Swing and a miss, strike 2. 1-2, two-seamer from Gubo. That one had some swing on it, a sink on it, easy for me to say. A ball, 2 strikes, 1-2. Gubo's down. That pitch is on the ground. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2. And one out, Mississinawa, top of the seventh. 7-0 lead, Rushi. 3 runs in the first, 2 in the second. Then 2 more in the fifth. There's a swing, a miss, loose ball on the ground. Throw to first to record the out. Out on the strikeout is Spradling. That's 11 for Gubo, who tries to finish off the one-hitter here against Wyatt Stump. Stump, a senior first baseman for Mississinawa, which has had a fine season, fine year for Mississinawa, 14-8 coming in. Mississinawa had won 8 of its last 10, 6 of its last 7, began the year 0-4, 14-4 since for the Blackhawks. Most wins ever in baseball program history. Kyler Giozzi, head coach, was on the 2019 team that won 13 games. And Kyler returned to Mississinawa to head coach baseball here in 2026. And lo and behold, 14 wins. Mississinawa did not have baseball just a few years ago. Strike 1, strike 2, strike 3, Stump swings and misses. He's out, and the game is over. One hitter, Maddox Gubo, 12 strikeouts as Rushi dispatches Mississinawa 7-0. 7 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors. Rushi, no runs, a hit, 4 errors for the Blackhawks. We'll return to close it out in just a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your team's on the field, every second counts. And in your shop, it's no different. Knox Manufacturing Solutions keeps your CNC machines running at championship level. From Haas to Akuma, Fanuc, and more, we service any brand, any machine. And as a proud distributor of NAZAC machines, we score with world-class equipment and merge it with our frontline support. Located in Franklin, Ohio, we service all of Southern Ohio, including Shelby, Auglaize, Mercer, Dark, Miami, and surrounding counties. Call 1-877-KNOX-CNC. That's 1-877-KNOX-CNC. Knox Manufacturing Solutions, your first and last choice in CNC machine service. Keeping manufacturing in the game.
Rushi 7, Mississinawa Valley nothing. Blackhawks finished the year 14-9. Outstanding campaign. Most wins ever, 14 in school history. Great job done by Kyler Giozzi, head coach of Mississinawa, assisted by his dad, Max, former longtime head coach of baseball here at Mississinawa. Also coached some softball. Maddox Gubo was just too tough. He was really sharp. The left-hander for the Raiders was on here tonight, that's for sure. Oh, what a hidden gem, Loramie Brewing Company, North Main and Fort Loramie. While you're out and about on the road, or if you've got a free evening, not sure what to cook, hey, just drop in at Loramie Brewing. You'll be cheerfully greeted when you walk in. The food and service are outstanding. Food's prepared daily in the morning at Loramie Brewing. It's fresh. It's not the greasy bar food that you might be used to. Food is served quickly. The food's outstanding. We highly recommend the pizza. Got a great variety of pizza sizes, ingredient options, crust thicknesses. I recommend those Buckeye pretzel bites with cheese sauce. Mm-mm-mm. Mouth-watering delicious. And two thumbs up for Loramie Brewing in Fort Loramie. We recommend it highly. Located 17 North Main. Plenty on the kids' menu, too. Mac and cheese, grilled cheese, cheese pizza, and more. Carry out, eat in, order online. Make it a family affair. Loramie Brewing Company, 17 North Main in Fort Loramie. And don't forget, every other Wednesday, it's trivia night at Loramie Brewing in Fort Loramie.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Singibush wants to throw. Out pattern. Goal line. Receiver on the run. Yes, he catches. Touchdown. Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
For over a century, the family at Osgood Bank has been here when you need them. Whether it's money management, starting a business, or buying a home, the experts at Osgood Bank have you covered. Our excellent history is one we're very proud of. Every person who walks through our doors is a vital part of it. We can help you do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
A healthy home and garden start with the right care. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, you'll find the products you need to care for your lawn, garden, and outdoor spaces. Provico at 225 South Main in Bodkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From grass seed and fertilizers to garden tools, pond chemicals, and seasonal supplies, we make it easy to grow and maintain a space you're proud of. Our knowledgeable Provico team is always ready to help with expert advice and trusted solutions for every project, big or small. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Bodkins, your local source for lawn, landscaping, and garden success.
What a night for Maddox Gubo and the Rushi Raiders, who defeat Mississinewa by a score of 7-0, waiting on a final from Cedarville Middletown Christian. The winner of that game will play Rushi. 5 o'clock game time. That's set on Thursday night. Site to be determined. Cedarville playing Middletown Christian tonight. Winner that game takes on Rushi. 5 o'clock on Thursday. Neutral site to be determined. Last we heard, Newton Jackson Center were 3-2 in the seventh. Jackson Center leading. Newton had the game-tying run aboard at third with one out in the seventh. Haven't gotten an update. We'll share that with you as soon as we get it. Maddox Gubo, 12 strikeouts, one hit given up, and that was a tainted infield single near the second base bag. A bobble by Rushi, late throw to first. Tough chance, long run by the infielder. Throw off the mark at first, give the batter runner for Mississinawa an infield scratch single. It was Caden Haynes who started the game at second. The junior gets the only hit off of Maddox Gubo, who was outstanding here tonight for the Raiders. He was in a jam in the third, partly due to his own doing in that inning. He had an error on the mound. There was an error at first by Rushi, a walk by Gubo. Sacrifice bunt was blended in there. And then with one down and the bases full, Gubo got a comebacker, bouncing ball to the mound. He went to home, really to first, double play. And that was the Blackhawks' only threat of this game. 12 Ks for Maddox Gubo. He's our Sour Mug star of this game. Perfect 2-for-2 for Cooper Unverfirth. Double, single, walk, hit batsman. Couple scorch doubles by Maddox Gubo, the pitcher for Rushi. So Gubo aided his own cause with a couple of hits. The star for Mississinawa, I would give it to left fielder Cooper Nieport defensively. He had two or three splendid catches. This segment of our presentation, our stars of the game, brought to you by Sour Mugs. Sour Mugs in West Milton. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, the Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
Oh, we just got this game in. I think light showers are on our doorstep to the south. Rushi 7, Mississinawa Valley nothing. Total 7-8-2 for Rushi, 0-1-4 for Mississinawa. So many thanks to Barker Insurance, serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business. It's earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker, one of the two or three most valued agencies in the area. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more, stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, that's for sure. You heard our professionally recorded commercial earlier in this game for Frisch's. like to remind you that Frisch's in Sydney is open, going strong, as popular as ever. Michigan Avenue, just west of I-75. It's passed the test of time for 75 years. Frisch's, with the iconic Big Boy, the original fish sandwich, crispy hot onion rings, delicious chili and vegetable soup, and that outstanding hot fudge cake. Don't forget the Frisch's Breakfast Bar, open from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. weekends, 7 to 11 weekdays. Very popular has been Taco Thursday from 11 to 7, Taco Bar at Frisch's in Sydney, 11 to 7. Not sure if it's still going on. It could very well be. Take advantage of it. Of course, the Breakfast Bar, as I mentioned, 7 to 1 weekends, 7 to 11 weekdays. Frisch's in Sydney, open till 10 weekends, till 9 weeknights. And don't forget that dinner menu is so popular. Meatloaf, whitefish, spaghetti, chicken pot pie, and more. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Still in Sydney, going strong with those fabulous Frisch's favorites. Keep abreast of our scoresbroadcast.com website. We'll have the updated schedule for you. Not sure where we'll be on Thursday. We need a press box, preferably. It's tough to do high school baseball without one. Need some sort of a canopy, a shelter of some sort. Ideally a press box off the ground alongside first or third. Don't know where we might be on Thursday night. Cedarville playing Middletown Christian. Winner of that game plays Rushi at 5 in a site to be determined. Fort Loramie was playing tonight at home. Redskins win means Fort Loramie would certainly be in consideration for Thursday night, too. 5 o'clock is the official district final game time on Thursday. We do move from the home of the better seed to a neutral site. District semis played at the home of the better seed, as the case here at Rushi tonight, over at Fort Loramie this evening as well. But on Thursday, it is a neutral field. We don't know where that would be. Could be down near I-70 somewhere as a compromise. Should Cedarville be playing? Cedarville Middletown Christian in action tonight. The winner will take on Rushi on Thursday. Then we've got district finals, as I mentioned, Thursday. Regional championship games next week, semifinal on Tuesday. Two games, two semifinals from Cedarville University in Division 7, and then the regional championship game on Wednesday, June 2 and June 3, for regional action from Cedarville. And Thursday, May 28th, our district final at a site to be determined. Game time at 5. Again, our final score here tonight, Rushi defeats Mississinewa by a count of 7-0. Raiders advance to 14-12 on the year. Great pitching performance by Maddox Gubo, who added a couple of hits. Cooper Unverfirth was a perfect 2-for-2. Congrats to Mississinewa, winding up 14-9, most wins in school history. A nice job by first-year head coach Kyler Giozzi. Rushi with the pitching of Gubo, just simply too much for the Blackhawks here this evening. Thanks to our online listeners. Thanks so much to all of you who joined in. Keep abreast of the website for our updated schedule. Again, the final, 7-0, Rushi over Mississinewa on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyers. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brooklyn's. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veteran Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.